Good afternoon. Following Quentin, my name is Jim Perdue. I am not an expert in taking depositions. So thank you for having me here. How many people in this audience tend to be on the plaintiff side? And how many of you tend to be on the defense side? Okay, the majority. Is that personal injury cases? How many of you are personal injury lawyers in that dichotomy? And how many of you are more of the commercial side or general? Okay. So we've got a really diverse group here. This is the world of litigation now. And so you're at really, truly a blocking and tackling seminar. And I was blessed to be on this program a couple years ago. But it's kind of odd to be on a program where you're literally with the guy who wrote the book, I think, that you can reference about most of the rules about good deposition taking. Quentin contacted me to come to you and talk to you for a little bit about depositions in personal injury cases, which is my practice. The speech hopefully is balanced between those on the plaintiff side and those on the defense side. I think there's a lot of things, probably as you're already seeing, as you're at 2:30 in the afternoon through the first day, that overlap between people that are taking depositions. From the plaintiff's perspective, and quite frankly, I think this is true now in any case for the defendant as well, because y'all are facing just increasingly, depending on the nature of your practice, litigation budgets and an explanation or defense for the deposition that you're taking.